And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 2nd of August, 2015. It was on this day, 1776, the Declaration of Independence was actually signed in Philadelphia by 56 delegates of the Second Continental Congress, not on the 4th of July, but on the 2nd of August. That was made clear in 1821 when the secret journals of the acts and proceedings of Congress were finally made public. It was on this day in 1932 the American physicist Carl Anderson discovered the first physical evidence that antimatter was more than just an idea. Physicists had been speculating as long ago as the late 19th century that there may exist particles in matter that are exact opposites of the matter that surrounds us, mirror image anti-atoms, and perhaps even whole anti-solar systems, where matter and antimatter might meet and annihilate one another. Carl Anderson, on this day, 1932, was photographing and tracking the passage of cosmic rays through a cloud chamber, a cylindrical container filled with dense water vapor lit from the outside with a viewing window. When individual particles passed through the sides of the container into the saturated air, they would leave spider web tracks of condensation, each type of particle forming a uniquely shaped trail. Anderson noticed a curious pattern, a trail like that of an electron with an exactly identical but opposite curve, an electron's mirror image, evidence of an anti-electron. He named the particle the positron, and he won a Nobel Prize for the discovery 4 years later. It was in 1940 that the science fiction writer Isaac Asimov took up this idea of the particle, using it as the basis for his fictional positronic brain, a structure made of platinum and iridium, and his means for imparting human-like consciousness to the robots in his story. And the fictional uses of antimatter have since spread throughout literature and popular entertainment, from the writing of Robert Heinlein to the classic British TV series Doctor Who, to Star Trek, and to Dan Brown's Angels and Demons. Here's a poem for today by Jane Hogestraat, At the Edge of a Time Zone. Not the midnight sun exactly, or endless summer, just that extra hour holding steady, western horizon stable, as though shadows won't lengthen when in August you can outrun the night or feel as though you do, latitude in your favor. North of Sioux City, the sky widens into South Dakota. Turn west, and you will think you could see all the way to Wyoming, and if you drive long enough, you will, crossing the Missouri River, the bluffs gentle, then the grasslands, the turnoffs for reservations. As dusk approaches, you may pass a stone house, long deserted, a star carved over the door, a small pond, wind stirring over it even now, forming a second thought, a space you will carry within your speech, your soul stirred by these great expanses. A poem by Jane Hogestraat, At the Edge of a Time Zone, from her collection Border States, published by BKMK Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.